Please pray for me that I may speak in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, who will send you the Spirit of truth to be with you forever. Is this an order that must be obeyed? And is the Spirit the reward for obeying the orders? Is the day of your confirmation a day to get religion and go full tonto, or what? Well, if you want to do that, please don't let me put you off. Some people do get religion and go full tonto. The Connecticut theologian and state legislator Theodore Dwight was president of Yale College from 1795 to 1813. And in the very harsh winter of 1783, he went walkabout upstate in Massachusetts and was snowed into a Shaker settlement for a few days. The Shakers told him that they were dynamically obedient to every motion of the Holy Spirit in all of their lives. They were bidden and forbidden constantly by the Holy Ghost. And when ecstatic, well, Dwight coins the word for the English language. Goggle-eyed, he said, is what they became as they performed their dances round the barn with some rather untheological words. He records a song that was pure theology light. I love to dance, I love to sing, I love to praise my maker. I love to dance, I love to sing, it's great to be a Shaker. And they danced round and round all day, whipping themselves into a state of tremendous religious excitement that they associated with the Holy Spirit. Bidden, forbidden by the Holy Ghost, whose will seemed to be extraordinarily random and capricious on occasions. Dwight tells us that the distinctive sign that the Spirit had fallen on someone was the involuntary extension of the right arm, one man being thus directed to the hog trough, wherein he regaled himself in the Holy Spirit. If you love me, keep my commandments, says the Lord, and then I will give you the Spirit. Is this kind of slavish adherence to the whims of God that seem to be random and capricious and inexorable and ecstatic? Is that what lies ahead? Asbury Christian University in Wilmore, Kentucky, of course, they didn't get out of chapel for a week after they were foolish enough to start. Well, to help understand St. John's Gospel, St. Augustine tells us we do not come to God by navigation, but by love. If you love me, keep my commandments, and we in love will make our home within you, says the Lord. A process of love, the living out of a friendship. Not fear, not compulsory, nor compulsive. I do not call you servants, says the Lord, for the servant does not understand what their master is doing. I call you my friends, you who will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Slavish obedience doesn't sound like that, does it? But what did Jesus command his followers to do? Worry about money? Enforce dogma? Bicker among themselves about sexuality? Go swivel-eyed full tonto? I think not. I don't see those things in the gospel. This is what Jesus commanded, friends. Love one another as I have loved you. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself, and while you're at it, love your enemies. Go, wash away shame, baptize, do unto others what you would have them do to you. Examine the plank in your own eye before you remove a speck from someone else's. Do not compete for the best places at parties. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no. The rest comes from the evil one. Respond to need. When you see a heap of bloody rags in the road, do something. Share your wealth. Heal. Let your light shine. Do not covet high status. Throw everything after the things that are truly worth it, the pearl of great price hidden in the field. Trade with the things you have for good. Use it. Money is energy, not stuff. Build your house on rock, not lies. Search diligently. Be persistent. I don't think this stuff is complicated, actually. I think it's perfectly simple what he's commanding us to do. And you don't need a hog trough. Break bread, because life can be tragic and Jesus died. Don't frame what you do around what others think of you. It's the things your heavenly Father sees in secret that make you who you are. These are commandments, not discussion starters, friends. These are the things. They're pretty light on religion, per se. They're an invitation to live. Not, life for religion's sake. Religion for life's sake. And you can work it out pretty much from those first principles. So what does happen when the Holy Spirit falls on people, if not a trip to the hog trough with your right hand duly raised? Well, in a few minutes' time, I extend my hands towards you who have come to be confirmed. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given these your servants new birth in baptism by water and the Spirit, and have forgiven them all their sins. Pretty absolute. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them. Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, inward strength, knowledge, godliness, delight in the fear of the Lord. It doesn't sound as though you're going to go swivel-eyed or go on a headlong dash for the nearest hog trough. But we pray that you will experience, if you dare, new vibrancy in life through the Holy Spirit. Those gifts named in the book of Isaiah, the visible tracks of invisible God through the world. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, inward strength, knowledge, godliness, delight, fear of the Lord, not narrowly religious phenomena, because the Spirit lives and breathes in all creation, as St. Paul told the Athenians. God, the source of all wisdom, in a world of scattered, contradictory data, true wisdom fits things together, shows what really matters, gives depth and resonance to life. Counsel, knowing what to do. Inward strength, moral fiber, as the RAF used to call it. Resilient character that chooses well, makes you someone who means what they say. Knowledge, truthfully to see things, sometimes from the inside out as well. Finally, in Isaiah 11, the refusal to play God, what people call rather colorfully the fear of the Lord. And true faith is not conformity to type, but openness to the Spirit of truth, who blows wherever she wills, leaving tracks across the world described by those gifts of the Holy Spirit. And faith is not conformity to type or rigid assertion of dogma, but holy curiosity in the following of Jesus Christ. If you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father. He will send the Spirit of truth to be with you forever, to transform Jesus Christ from a mere figure of history and to reveal as you live it the best that life can be. W.H. Auden. He is the way. Follow him through the land of unlikeness. You will see rare beasts and have unique adventures. He is the truth. Seek him in the kingdom of anxiety, and you will come to a great city that has expected your return for years. He is the life. Love him in the world of the flesh, and at your marriage, all its occasions shall dance for joy. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Over to you.